the tutorial. The DJ booth is streaming Sacrifice by Bebe Rexha.
Pop, slay!
I'm one of one. I'm number one. I'm the only one.
Unique.
That's what you are.
Rats chewing stale Chromatica Oreos at the bar.
Category, sexy bitch, I'm the bar.
Alien superstar. I just lost my voice in the middle.
Get a good lawyer. Half up.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Half down almost in a way.
All over the sandwich.
Icons like your grandmother.
I'm homosexual.
But the rats don't run the city.
We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts, T. Kyle and Bradley Stern.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2022 Legends Only Awards.
Welcome, everyone, to the annual showcase in legendary.
The Lows.
The annual acknowledgement of excellence in legendary for the past 12 months.
No, what I was thinking was funny is we've been calling it the Lows, but it really should be called the Loas.
Why?
The Legends Only Awards.
Oh.
But we've always just called it the Lows.
Yeah, I didn't really think that one through.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, okay, I don't normally
we'll have
think
to go back and
post.
We can go back and post and fix every single episode we've referenced it.
Nah,
the Loas. The Lows does work. The highs and the lows.
Yes, everyone. It is that time of year. Welcome to the awards show, the only one that matters anymore.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And before we get started, we have a little VIP section over there. The girls.
We sure do. The girls are sitting front row.
Shout out to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans who have been supporting us now for 3 years.
And it keeps getting better. Well, it gets different.
That is true. Yes, this year we have given 10 front row seats to the top 10 Discord participants.
We're sorry we couldn't give you all plus ones, but this is a tight space. We are working. As you know, we did ultimately land in the basement of Joanne's. Not a lot of room. Thank you for your patience. Thank you to the millions tuning in from around the world from the Zoom that the rats set up for us using the 56K modem that they have down here.
Hey, That's how we used to do it. The kids sure these days, they don't know. Mm-mm. You know that sound where it's like bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, yep. Now it's just a Charlie XCX song.
Well, yes, anyway. If you would like to support the pod, we do have a Patreon where there is bonus content, including access to our Discord community and all year long, the Legends Only bot, who is a bot, she slays, has been keeping track of all the participation points. So the more you chat, the more points you get. And this year's top 10.
Yes.
In no particular order.
Well, isn't it a particular order?
But like, you know, it's not... Like, yes, but like, you know, we don't like to rank people. Well, it is an award show. Whatever. Just fucking read them.
In a particular order, which is 10 to 1, which is difficult to get. Not everyone has that. Coming in at number 10, we have Michelle V.
Yay!
Yes.
And in number 9, we have Brian.
At number 8. Nicki Minaj is not going to like this one. Jovan.
In number 7th place, we have Bodacious.
In 6th, JP.
In number 5, Andrea, otherwise known in the Discord as Scamdria. Icon.
Number 4, and always number 1 on the block list, it's Crispy.
In 3rd, we have Randall, otherwise known as Junkie.
Coming in 2nd... It's Peter, everyone.
And in first place, topping the charts, but not topping anyone else. I think that's true, right?
I believe that is accurate. I think that's canon.
Called out in front of the entire arena.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
It is the icon himself. Automatic Princess.
Slay!
Yay!
Thank you, girls, for all of your support over the many years.
Thank you for all of the appropriate and inappropriate messages received in the chats, the lively discourse around music releases, and everything in between.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone else who's joined us in the audience tonight. Everyone looks amazing, as always. Ava, you look fabulous in your new and improved diamonds and dance floors look.
It's giving diamonds.
It's giving diamonds.
Well, I think it's time we start handing out some awards, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Let me get the trunk open.
Starting off with the TikTok of the year.
TikTok of the year. Well, this was a hard one. For me, anyway. There were so many runner-ups in this category for me. I didn't really know where my heart would ultimately land. I have to go, I guess. Okay, well, this sort of doesn't count, but it counts. Okay, anyway, the TikTok of the year for me goes to Madonna doing poppers with Miss Terry Joe.
Oh my God, we have the same pick for the first award.
I knew we would.
This is not just a TikTok of the year,
it's
though.
It's not. That's why it's hard. Because obviously it's Terry Joe as an entity.
Yes.
TikToker. The Terry Joe live sessions. Yes. It's iconic specifically because it's not just Terry Joe. All of the entities. But I had to call out, obviously, getting Madonna to do poppers on live. But in general, homosexuals. She's kept us entertained every night.
She really has carried that app all year long.
She has, and she's been banned like 40 times, but she keeps coming back. And I just have to give some honorable mentions a shout out. Shout out to Drew Barrymore in the rain.
Oh.
Shout out to Katy Perry tossing pizza at fans. And of course, shout out to one that even T. Kyle got involved in. Miss Chrome Lady Beach Biscuit meme.
Oh, she was iconic.
Yes, yes.
So taste the biscuits.
And finally, shout out to my newfound favorite, DeSesso Fam, the legend who lives in Florida, who dances to Lady Gaga songs.
I want to go visit her at Walmart.
Same. She's really opening up the lore of the channel. We're learning more about her coworkers and family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TikTok really just kept us going this year. I had a couple remixes, you know, but Terry Jo wins.
She does win.
Well, on the subject of phones and memes and things, I think it's time for our next award for Meme of the Year.
Another tough one. Another tough one. This kept me up at night for a few weeks, but ultimately I had to go with what was in my heart. Shout out to Yolanda Pfister. I'm giving this one to Delta Work at the UN. All over my sandwich.
But she took that bottle like this, and she looked right at me and she said, "Oh, you want mayonnaise? I like a lot of mayonnaise." She shook it and she went. All over the sandwich with mayonnaise. And I thought to myself, you know what? There's nothing I can do about this. There's bigger fish to fry. Normally, you know, I'll blow everything out of proportion. On this day, I said to myself, why? Why? This probably made her feel so good. And I don't know what was happening at Sandwich Academy that day for her. But I knew that I'll just go home and scrape it all off. Sometimes you just have to scrape it all off. You know what I mean?
That was art.
It was an art. And it also, I believe, set forth a chain of memes, people speaking in front of the UN.
It did.
The culture shifted, as per usual, with Yolanda Pfister memes. So shout out to Delta Work. That's very Delta.
This one was a tough one for me as well. But I have decided that the meme of the year is the queen being reincarnated as Trisha Paytas's baby, Malibu, was probably the funniest 3 days on Twitter that I've had in a very long time. Because, you know, the past few years haven't been really fun on there. But this 72-hour moment, or however long it was, the memes were unreal.
They were, and they keep on going because she's keeping it going.
Yeah, did you see how she bought the Christmas ornament of the queen and showed it to Malibu? I was like, oh, it's like looking in the mirror. Can't. No disrespect to the queen.
No, of course not.
She had a very long life. It's fine. Well, it's not. I mean,
she did.
It's a nuanced conversation, but like, you know what I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have no royals in the audience either. Not this time.
No. We'll I would never just like be royals.
Honorable mention, because she actually is sitting in the audience. Shout out to Lisa Rinna Eminem.
Oh, an icon.
Good meme of the year. And of course, all the Megans that are sitting in the other front row seats. Some Megan dolls. And finally, meme of the year, honorable mention to The Rats Don't Run This City, We Do.
Yes, it
we
is.
We have to give it up for them.
We have to give it up for them.
Yes.
They are taking
and they
over.
They sure do run this city.
Yeah. They do. Next up is the outstanding performance from a not sponsored product. But if you would like to sponsor us after we mention you for free promo, please, you can reach out at our website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my pick this year is no surprise if you saw me traveling down the East Coast, up and down, chasing this woman. My product of the year, not sponsored. It'd be understood if you thought I was. It goes to Kylie Wine.
Yes. I still have to try it.
I know. I have to bring you over a bottle of it. Yeah, Kylie Wine. I've never tried it either. I don't drink, but I heavily endorse it. And you know what? The non-alcoholic version just came out in the UK. I'm sure I'm going to get my hands on it soon, and I'll give you the verdict. Actually, somebody suggested for one of the episodes next year, we can have me have that version and you have the Kylie wine and we'll do an episode like that.
Okay, I'm down. The bottle's
sounds
pretty.
Like a plan. Yes, it's full of hearts. Two hearts are beating together and Kylie wine is outselling and on the charts, which is difficult to get.
I still have a bottle of Big Ange wine in my fridge.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
that's
relic.
That's a classic. Yeah, you can't touch that.
Nope, it's still in bubble wrap. It was
oh
gifted to
God.
Me. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
And anyway.
My pick this year was actually recommended to me by my friends Jake and Alex, our friends Jake and Alex. It is a little app that you put on your phone called Tubi, and it is my new favorite thing because it's free, first of all. Uh-huh. And second of all, it has all seasons of Real Housewives of Melbourne, but it also has all seasons of Bad Girls Club. Ooh. And it has Flavor of Love 1 and 2 on it, and all these reality shows that you cannot find anywhere. And it's free.
That's actually really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Grab yourself a bottle of Kylie wine and put on Bad Girls Club seasons 1 and 2.
Oh, 1 is so good. 2 is so good. 4 is good. 7 with Judy is amazing. They're all great. But yeah.
And what's the catch? It's just got ads?
Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's probably stealing my data and selling my data to some foreign country, yeah, but that's fine. I don't care.
Please, we all did AI faces. They've got our faces and our data.
Yeah. But they also have live TV channels that just play marathons. Oh. And so the one night I watched Jerry Springer, very problematic, but it did inspire the soundboard.
It's a time capsule.
It is. Mm-hmm. Like when they'd say, go to Oprah, the bell dinging, the cow mooing. Yes, it's very... So Jerry Springer and the Rosie O'Donnell show inspired the soundboard.
Wow, I didn't realize the soundboard was such a deep cut.
Mm-hmm.
Deep reference.
Yep. And then, I mean, obviously Watch What Happens Live, too.
Of course.
But yes.
Wow. A little bit of lore.
Yeah.
For the LO lore.
But Tubi's where it's at. So for the holidays, girls, if you don't know what to watch, Real Housewives of Melbourne, darling. Next up, a little category called... We don't stand men, but...
I fucking love that top.
Award.
Yes, this was especially difficult category this year because of how few men didn't entirely disappoint us this year.
True.
I do have some men that we tolerated, however, and a winner. My winner for 2022 is SG Lewis.
Oh, bops.
He works with our girls... He makes bops. He has great live shows. The music goes off. I'm a fan, and he doesn't ruin any lives, which is hard to do these days when
I
it comes
support
to a
this.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
How about you?
Well, my top of the year goes to Kygo for having the best live show of 2022. Sorry, Cascade, but...
I see we're both in the EDM state of mind for our men.
Mm-hmm.
Because my runner-up was going to be Fred again.
Oh.
Another man mm-hmm. who makes dance music.
Well, enough about these straights.
That's enough airtime.
Because now it is time to award our fun fashion friend of the year, recognizing outstanding performance in fighting for gay rights. Bradley, who would you like to give this award to?
You might not see this one coming. This is an actual trailblazer who also provided the best album of the year. My award is going to Uncle Johnny.
Oh, I love that.
Uncle Johnny made Beyoncé's dress and subsequently helped create Renaissance and introduced her to ball culture, queer culture. And we talked ad nauseum about Renaissance and the meanings, the layers, the references. So we have to give our props to Uncle Johnny for bringing all of that out of bay this year.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, my fun fashion friend of the year, it's a little somber.
Oh.
My award goes to Leslie Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Who we sadly lost this year, but... Mm-hmm. I just love him and his whole story and his message and the light that he brought to this world at a very dark time, especially in recent years. I need to shout out Leslie Jordan, but I would also like to give an honorable mention to Delta Work because I love seeing a queen from the past have a second resurgence. And honestly, everything that she says, I'm also thinking, and it's so refreshing to hear someone brave enough to say it.
How can she be so brave and correctly identify the exact crispiness that a fry needs to be? She says what many people are too afraid to say.
She does.
She lays it down. She'll drive around that drive-thru again if your order's wrong. She's not too proud. I absolutely agree. I think Very Delta has been a light this year. I love a legend who could sit there and talk for an hour about literally the crispiness of fries, the exact amount of mayonnaise on a Subway sandwich that is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I love that it's a queen from the past. Has been in the trenches for a long time, doing Rue's hair for a while. Shout out to these outstanding fighters for gay rights.
I know, there's so many I would love to award in this category.
Honestly. Oh yeah, one last minute one. I forgot. We had a little queer film moment during the summer. I'd like to shout out Muna covering Britney for Fire Island. That was like a triple layered fighting for gay rights there.
Bop.
Bop and gay on top of gay on top of gay.
And shout out to that movie.
Yeah, speaking of gays on top of gays on top of gays. Fire Island, everyone.
Our next segment, we like to call the...
What was that?
What the fuck award in What the Fuckery is going on in here on this day.
And as always, there was so much of it throughout the year. But my choice for the year is something that we are still dealing with on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis. Elon Musk buying Twitter, immediately torpedoing it to the ground, and making policy changes hour by hour that change based on his mood and how much his ego is hurt.
Insert clown music.
Going straight to the James Charles Institute of Clownery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's a daily what was that, because you wake up and all of a sudden now you can't tweet this and now you can't do that. And then he did what and he banned who? It's a daily whiplash.
It is wild. I mean, I thought I was insecure, and then this happened, and I was like, oh.
Truly. Temporarily banning spaces when somebody's mean to you in a space, banning journalists when they're covering you too much, just complete fuckery. Mr. Free Speech, my ass.
I know, dragging Apple while tweeting from iPhone was the best one.
Just tiny, the tiniest of tiny dick energy, insecure loser energy, and honestly just making everyone so crazy that even if you try to ignore it and just have a normal day on Twitter, the headlines trickle through anyway. And yeah, now everyone has to figure out how to fucking log on to Mastodon and nobody knows what that is.
I logged in for like 1 second and I thought it was ugly.
She is ugly. She is.
She is ugly. The UX... Or no, the UI.
Yeah.
Well, both was both. Giving ugly. That's what the U stands for.
It was giving, trying to keep up with everything as it goes real fast. And it's not good enough because it's segmented. Like there's different, it's almost like different chat rooms.
Yeah. Wasn't really feeling it.
No. And then you've still got, what's the other one everyone's talking about? Hive.
Oh, I do have to give a shout out to Hive for that.
Oh.
Notification that went out the other night when
what did they say?
Clown Lawn put up the poll that was like, should I step down, yes or no? Mm-hmm. And whoever was working over there doing the push notifications at Hive, shout out to you, because that was quick and it was funny. I got this little push notification that was like, Elon's stepping down, we're stepping up or something. Like, and I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll click that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I wonder who's doing that. The social at Hive. You know who it probably is? The same gay doing socials for everyone, Chris, on TikTok. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
He's responsible for Meghan Trainor's rise, so just take with that what you will. Anyway, what is your WTF of the year?
We actually have the same one.
Oh.
But I do think that in the latest breaking news, the poll... that went up that said, should I step down, yes or no, I think is the probably clowniest clown move. This is like, we thought Rita Ora saying 100,000 retweets and all like post my new music was clown. He lost by like 4 million votes. It's like 57.5%. Yes. I'm pretty sure we're all going to get banned, but that's
it's very much.
What the fuck?
It's also very much that meme of, y'all want her, 99% no. Just like, it's yeah. Very, very clown.
Stop the count.
Stop the count.
I'm also just shocked that he didn't rig it to say 99% no. But
well, what he probably did is he individually took down every name who voted yes, and now we're going to get something in the mail.
Honestly, I welcome that. Please ban me for voting yes. I would love it if everyone who voted yes got banned. We're in good company.
Very true. To this hour, he's making changes now that any business on Twitter now has a square icon instead of a circle.
Oh, wow. So revolutionary. Oh, my God. Remember when Tumblr did that 10 years ago?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
I think I saw some, what was it? It was like, was it taquitos or like something like steak and cheese, whatever. Some like taco company tweeted. It was like, why the fuck am I a square? Just like, I can't. This is all so
it's
out of
so
control.
Embarrassing. There's different colors of check marks now too. There's a gold one.
Oh yeah. Who wants that?
Who asked for that?
No.
Who said that?
I did appreciate the legacy verification update. Did you check that?
Yes.
Our verifications now say may or may not be notable.
May or may not be notable.
You know, she kind of spilled.
It's kind of a light dragging. Yeah. And it's kind of appropriate.
It's not wrong. Well, enough about that clown. Our next award is for a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Outstanding performance in high fashion editorial. That was a billboard.
Wow. Wow. So many choices this year. You know, as the years have gone by, we've become known for our fashion taste. So this has become more and more influential. I have a tie.
Oh.
The first Loa.
No, I hate Loa.
Yeah, we hate Loa. The first Lo goes to someone who redefined what pregnancy wear can look like. I'm giving the award to Miss Robin Rihanna Fenty for the maternity era from the debut of the bump to the entire Fashion Week run, all the way through to the baby reveal that just happened, actually.
I know her little Bobby.
The little Bobby. But the way that she made the bump, the moment, all 9 months, the sheer, she said, oh no, I'm very pregnant, and you're going to see it all the way through the year. The looks, especially during Fashion Week, incredible. The Vogue shoot, the casual reveal on the streets, as the paparazzi shots as the first look. I thought it was all very iconic and very Rihanna. She's still giving birth to R9, but
she should, you know, start a fashion line, maybe.
She should. You know what? You've got a good point. That is a good idea. So Rena's maternity era is my first award, and my second one goes to it went down on Halloween night. Everyone, it's Heidi Klum's worm.
Iconic. I almost gave this meme of the year, but I didn't know if it counted as meme.
Yes.
Epic. I can never unsee it.
Meme and fashion. Can't unsee it. Burned into my eyes. A horror, a delight. Heidi Klum just runs the Halloween game, and the worm haunted all of our memories. The early bird gets the worm.
And the outfit underneath, slay.
Oh, I know. To like be half worm, half Britney Toxic is just... Isn't that the dream?
Oh, what would you say? Half worm, half pretty toxic? Well, speaking of half up, half down.
Uh-oh.
My award for outstanding performance in high fashion goes to Christina Aguilera's drag queen era, which has continued into 2022. And I say that as a compliment. That's not an insult.
Highest compliment.
But her entire era of pride, the cat suits, the padding, the colors, the sparkles, the tits, the dildo.
Hot fashion.
Mm-hmm. She is giving what I would give if I was fashionable.
She really is. She's absolutely serving.
And outside of the pride stuff too, all of the album promo, the red carpets. She's really just been slaying.
Grammys look. Ugh. Mm-hmm. She has been.
Soon to be winning Outstanding Performance and Grammy Award winning. If
there we go.
You know, but we will find that out.
Grammy Award winning high fashion billboard.
Yeah. We will find out next year.
And I'd love to give a quick honorable mention to somebody who has been a constant throughout the year, especially for one look, Miss Julia Fox, changing the streetwear game and giving us that flammable dress. That was really the first time we were really paying attention, I feel like, and saying if she was a pop star, it would be over, because that was giving Gaga. She was wearing the Gaga shoes then. Like, that was the beginning of the Julia Foxification of 2022.
And she did it herself.
And she did it herself.
Yeah. Well, should we get over on into the music section of the award show? That is something, you know, we do like to talk about every now and then.
Yep. Let's get on over to the music awards.
Well, actually, it's like music and other things, but like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, wait, oops. Whatever. The awards that Stans would fight about if this was the Grammys is what it should be called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first of those awards being the, okay, I'm glad I looked that one up award for something that you are glad that you looked up.
Well, my award goes to, and this was a toss up. It's a tie. I have to say it's a tie from two different worlds. One, the EDM world, and I did talk about him already, Mr. Fred again. I'm glad I looked that one up, because I knew, actually, because of you, because you talked about Fred again.
Yes, my impact.
And he just keeps getting better. And I'm glad I looked Ethel Kane up, who released one of the year's most intense albums, emotionally raw concept albums, certainly one of the most unique concepts.
Unique.
And we'll hear more from Ethel in a bit from me.
Oh, was that a tease?
Which one are you glad that you looked up?
I am glad that I looked up the movie Death Becomes Her, released in 1992. And I finally watched it in the year 2022. I'm a girl. I'm so glad I looked that one up, because it was so funny and so campy and very me.
So campy.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad I looked that one up, actually.
I cannot wait for you to work your way through the 90s. I'm excited for you to see Moulin Rouge in 10 years when you get to the 2000s. We're getting there.
I'll get there one day. See you in 2023.
Fingers crossed.
Next up is the category, she's an icon, but she's not somebody you thought about until this year. The award for Best New Artist.
My award for Best New Artist goes to a group that I hope will carry the girl group torch. My pick is Flo.
A good pick.
UK British girl group, making waves. Slowly and surely, actually connecting with audiences, going viral, vocals like crazy, songs are starting to hit. I think good things are coming. I feel like there's a lot of energy behind them, and I feel like they're going to pop off even more next year. So shout out to Flo.
My pick for Best New Artist is actually what I would like to call a TikTok triple crowning.
Oh,
of three artists that were presented to me through the power of the algorithm. My FYP put these artists in front of me as I was scrolling on TikTok. First up is Hemlock Springs. Second is Bad Tuner. And third is Kahlo, who just released It Girl. I'm obsessed.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's so cool that I never would have found them at all if it was not for that app. Like, where would I have ever stumbled upon them? And so I just think that's cool. And so
I love that.
Hate the algorithm, but sometimes you gotta love it.
Sometimes it brings the gems.
Know what gem I've been getting this week? I'll sing it. You guys want another live performance? Yeah. Chestnuts roasting on open wine.
Everywhere.
Chestnuts roasting on their open wine.
Everywhere.
In every filter.
Every filter. All different chestnuts.
All over my FYP.
Honestly, I take back my fun fashion friends of the year. Give it to him.
Oh.
Mariah, you better watch out. You just got that number one. Next year, he's coming for you.
He's coming for you.
All over the open.
I'm so sorry to everyone who's not on TikTok, who's like, who the fuck are they talking about?
We'll post it. They'll go on TikTok now.
Yes, they will. Yes, exactly.
And this may be the last year that we can award someone from TikTok, actually, now that I think about it.
That's true.
Because now they want to ban it.
Yep.
What does B-A-N-N-E-D mean? There we go. That's a deep cut. If you're, I did that so well, I feel like.
You did.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I know. How am I going to keep up with World of T-shirts if TikTok gets banned? King of New York.
I think you'll just go over to Mickey Spillane's and there you go.
I ran into him once in 2020 and I was in Central Park and I was so starstruck.
Well, I think this is the year you collab. I really do.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
In New York. Anyway, it's time to move on to a highly debatable. You know, the stans love to drag each other about this award. It is Song of the Year.
Well, to no one's surprise, this was the most difficult category for me. I'm already stressed and upset about it. I've got plenty of runner-ups, honorable mentions, what have you, but I have to go with the song that stuck with me the longest, and I don't feel like I talked about it. I did make a TikTok about it, but my pick for Song of the Year is going to Ethel Cain's American Teenager.
Ooh.
This will be a look that one up for many people.
Me included.
Yes. The best way I can describe it is the sad sequel to Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. It sort of captures that suburban, happy, sad nostalgia feeling, including the video. I would call it sort of like a Teenage Dream meets Sky Ferreira, Everything is Embarrassing, sort of mellow, sad sort of vibe. Anyway, that's my pick. It really had me hooked for a very long time. I've been obsessed with it. I feel like it just captures something very special. And I just hear it when I hear a song, and I know, like Everything is Embarrassing, like Teenage Dream, it just kind of clicked for me. So that's my song. Shout out to Ethel Cain. And there's so, so many runner-ups and honorable mentions, but I'm going to wait to hear what you picked first.
Well, I have one song and no runner-ups this year.
Okay.
And this was not hard for me at all. My song of the year is Escape by KX5. It is one of the best EDM songs that I have heard in probably 10 years. Mm-hmm. It is emotional. It is that nostalgic sound that brings me right back to shaking my tits, listening to Move For Me. It's just perfect. And I got to experience it live, which was a very euphoric moment. I may have had a couple Bud Light Trulies, whatever they were. Oh, they were Black Cherry Bud Light Seltzers. Oh, the flavor.
Wish you could escape from that.
I just love this sound, and to experience it live was honestly, it's one of the top three moments of the year was that experience. It was kind of like a, you know, it was birthday, it just has a very special place in my heart. Say the least. So, bop.
I love that. Very true to you.
Hope they come to New York. I've been taking Dead Mouse's masterclass, actually.
Well, maybe you can message him and tell him.
He scares me a little bit. In a good way.
Same, actually. Yeah. Straight. Aggressively straight.
You know, some people are.
Some people are. Yeah. You know, we don't like to acknowledge that, but...
We're allies.
We can be. Well, I would just like to shout out some runner-ups since I don't think I'm doing a top 10 list this year because I am tired. But I feel like these would be on my list that I do for my website. Shout out to Tuvalu, No One Dies From Love, Utada Hikaru, Find Love, and Somewhere Near Marseille. I've loved Dive, and After Like, which you definitely know from Lisa Rinna.
What's After Like? In?
Beyonce, America Has a Problem, ended up being my standout from Renaissance. Muna, What I Want. Sky Ferreira, Don't Forget. Loreen, Neon Lights. Chanel's Eurovision song, Slow Mo, Bop. And Claudia Valentina, Extra Agenda. And then there's one more song, which I do feel is sort of our unofficial song for the pod. I do believe David Guetta and Bebe Rexha's I'm Good Blue.
Heard of it?
Heard of it? Is certainly a strong contender following Sacrifice.
Which, speaking of Sacrifice, briefly, last year's winner, I feel if this makes it onto a couple playlists, it could have a little second push.
Sacrifice?
Yes.
I think so. The girls have already starting their Y'all Didn't Stream This, You Let It Flop 2015 Sparks vibe for Sacrifice. I've seen the tweets.
Hey, I'll support that one.
Same. Same.
Well, all these are good picks. And if you would like to listen to these, we will be putting them on our Legends Only weekly playlist, which is available on Spotify and Apple Music. Not sponsored, but you can listen to the podcast there, obviously, because you are like listening to it right now. But you can also go over there and add the songs to your own playlist. Quick and easy.
Yeah.
We're little curator girls. The next award is a category called This Song Should Have Been Number One for 50 fucking weeks.
You're missing the fucking words if you know the fucking song.
Award. Not endorsed by Bebe Rexha officially, but...
But not endorsed. Well, this was also difficult for me and also unavailable because my pick, had it been released, would have been number one for 50 fucking weeks. It's Addison Rae, I Got It Bad, leaked demo SoundCloud version.
Bop!
I mean, in a different world, a fairer, more kind, alternate parallel universe, Addison Rae would have been promoting AR1. Following up Obsessed with I Got It Bad, and then a third single to die for. I just, you know, I do have to use this award to mourn what could have been a flawless single run from our pop princess that could have been.
I hear no lies. To Die For would have been like her Breathe On Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, we tried. We can't say we that tried. We didn't.
Mm-mm.
But my pick for this year goes to Stay the Night by Sigala and Talia Marr, who is also a Twitch streamer. We stan.
Shout out to Talia Marr.
Should have been the song of the summer. Should have been the song that everyone streamed. It's just a bop. A housey, fun bop.
Speaking of the summer, I would be remiss not to mention an honorable mention, which we're going to get into in a second, actually. Jessie Ware's Free Yourself. If people had taste, it would have been charting. And Charlie XCX Used to Know Me.
Bop.
Yeah. Yep.
Now that it's I'm fine. Thinking about it, Free Yourself, that one night we were out, I felt like the entire room was singing it and twirling and singing it out loud. And I feel like for some reason that memory sticks out in my brain from this year was that. It like felt.
I remember it.
Yeah, there was like a moment where it was just, I don't know. I was like, wow, this is magical.
Yeah, we were under a disco ball. We were at Playhouse.
Yeah.
It was right because it was the right song to come, even if the general public didn't hear it. The gays got it.
They did. And shout out to DJ John Ali, DJ of the year.
DJ of the year,
DJ
third
of the year
running.
Year for playing it that night while we were out.
Pulling it down on Saturdays at Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. The next award is most likely to save pop in 2023. Who do we think it's going to be?
This is a tough one, and it's got layers, but I will say, since we were just speaking about her, I have full confidence that Jessie Ware's album is going to be one of the best albums of 2023, just as What's Your Pleasure was one of the pandemic standouts in 2020. I'm going to put my cards, my chips, on Jessie's as a best of. I'm going to also say that whatever Janet does decide to release will be incredible. It might be one song, and it might have been recorded 10 years ago, or it might be new music. Whatever it is, we will stan. Because you know what? The last thing that she really gave us, Made for Now, I hear it when we go out sometimes, Bop. And I do kind of feel like it has grown and that people vaguely might even know it. So all I'm saying is she only makes timeless music, so there's that. And I'm also going to give a shout out to somebody who teased just recently, Miss Miley Cyrus. Mm. New year, new Miley. Don't know what she's got up her sleeves, but I'm excited.
She's starting.
She is starting.
I think Janet might poke out at the Super Bowl halftime. I think the like possibility-o-meter, like if there was a little needle, you know, like they do, yeah. it ticked a little in the possibility, you know. She's 51% 51% happening.
I agree with you. I think once the tour announcement came, then it ticked, tick, tick, just a little bit more toward possible. It would be a great way to promote the tour.
I'm putting my cards there.
I got my eye on you, Rena. We will be watching your rehearsals very closely, seeing if there's any gaps in the staging that could have a legend rise up from the stage. We'll see.
Well, speaking of legends rising from the stage, I have two picks for most likely to save pop in 2023. The first being Nicole Scherzinger, but only if she releases the unreleased Pussycat Dolls songs that we didn't get in 2020.
Well, they're all Pussycat Dolls songs.
Well, some may say.
Do you understand what she's shelving?
Some may say. Because I'm just very curious about that. And I also kind of hope that it may start a reunion. I don't, it's not happening, but like.
No, but I would like to hear what would have been the Pussycat Dolls album, yeah. Which will be the Nicole album. So,
right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But in like a serious award,
okay.
I think that Flo, who you had mentioned before, has a very strong possibility of breaking through in the United States of America if the rumors about them opening for Beyonce are true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I agree. It's possible. We would love those confirmations of those tours. Madonna, Beyonce, Rihanna. If anyone wants to say anything, yeah. That would be great.
Because we're all broke already, but...
We are very broke, and we would love to know when and where to sell our various organs on the black market.
I also think Dua Lipa, if something happens. But I don't know. I feel like she might take some time off.
I'm the most nervous for her because I feel like she has set the bar impossibly high with a flawless era, and now everyone's waiting for the follow-up because everyone's now fully paying attention to the music, and it's such a tight album era. It had a concept, sound, whatever. It's just that third album. We'll see. I'm excited. I definitely think she can provide further bops, obviously. But yeah, I think there's just a lot of pressure. I'm interested to hear how she sounds now.
Always under pressure.
Pressure.
Bop.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well.
We will see.
We'll have to wait and see. Oh, and if she does decide to pop by, it goes without saying, given that there are rumblings of a residency, if indeed Miss Kylie drops that album next year, it will at least save pop for me.
And that's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. But I could see, especially if she truly is doing the residency, she hits hard with the single, does that, does the album. I would love that. We'll have to see. I mean, we do know that she's recording and allegedly it is coming next year. But
wow, the girls are really gearing up for next year.
They sure are. I truly, tour-wise, it's a fucking mess as far as...
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
I hope you all have Netflix specials planned because I'm not going to a stadium.
See you on the Eras Tour Instagram Live, sponsored by A man who flew 3,000 miles over to be front row.
Yeah. Oh, I have to confess something here. This is illegal, but I did it. I watched a little bit of Adele's tour from Vegas the other night on TikTok. There was someone
on TikTok Live. Yeah.
And which
I've
is
been
like
seeing that too.
Which is weird to me because it's you spent so much money. Why are you holding your phone up the entire time? But I guess I don't know.
I don't even think I just do it. I can't help it.
Yeah.
And I never look back. It's all this, you know, they always say you're never even going to look. I never look back either, but I don't know. I get so nervous I'm going to miss a moment.
Mm.
What if there's an impromptu moment? What if she yells at someone? What if she, I don't know.
Oh, give it up for him. You all know who this is. Yeah. I like to capture the visuals, do like a little 7-seconder, you know?
Well, you know what worked out with us, like, for instance, is the 500 times we saw Piece of Me, at some point, I did drop the phone because I was like, I got it.
Oh,
I got
it. Yeah.
And I know exactly when to take the photo for this pose and that.
Who is it?
But I can enjoy it. Who? Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. And especially if Kylie does the residency and I'm forced to move out to Vegas for 2 months, I think probably I'll be able to put the phone down at some point.
That would be kind of fun. You should do it.
I, like, am considering.
Wow.
I'm sure I could find, I can think of a person or two to be a Vegas boyfriend to house me while I'm there.
Honest, I mean, we joke about it, but like.
I mean.
Who is,
I can.
Are any of my faves residencying?
Always. Every EDM person's in Vegas all the time.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to go to a fucking.
Yeah.
VIP booth with the little bottle service.
Bottle service.
No. Give me a fucking folding chair and a Bud Light seltzer. I don't give a shit.
Well, I'm trying to think of the pop girls who might be there, but I don't know.
Yeah, Celine's postponed still.
And Kelly Clarkson postponed until further. I don't think we're ever getting that.
No.
It's fine.
Well, she may have a new album next year, too. Don't know if it'll be pop, though, but what is pop
Very
anymore?
Likely. Who's pop?
Who is actually pop anymore? That's an actual question. Like, who would you say is pop?
Only Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Lizzo's pop.
Sure. Sure.
Harry Styles, I think pop.
And Dua.
Yeah.
That's it. Those are the only pop stars. And Meghan Trainor.
I thought pop's short for popular. just kidding. Popular. That's a musical. I know it. I just know what I think. Every time I go to make a Meghan Trainor joke, which is so I'm not being serious because I met her one time. She was actually so sweet and so nice. So I'm not like trying to be mean to Meghan Trainor, but I think of the video from the Today Show with that queen crying.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think about how much I would hurt his feelings if I made a Meghan Trainor joke. So I feel like I can't anymore.
Yeah, you made him look.
Yeah.
And cry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tweet, when you say Meghan's so gay, do you realize what you say?
When you say that song's a flop, do you understand what you're saying? Knock it off. Also, to set the record straight, I don't hate J-Lo. I would just like to
Is this the portion of the award show where you start setting the record straight about who you don't hate?
Oh my God, wait, that should be our in memoriam. It's like all of the apologies we have to make.
Oh my God. Oh wait, actually, yes. Okay, I would also like to apologize to the Australian community. Apparently it's Bondi Beach, not Bondi Beach.
Oh, yeah.
We got some messages about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I did get a message that said, my culture is not your costume, and I didn't know if it was a joke or serious. So if you were serious, I apologize.
To the Australian community, yes.
Yeah.
What else do we have to apologize for?
I also apologize for shading J-Lo because it's easy and I should have better jokes. But it's also funny. So, yeah. And I hope all of you at home are reflecting as well and apologizing to us for not helping Sacrifice go number one last year. I hope you're still thinking about that. I think the general public needs to apologize for that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is an award show of atonement. Yeah. So.
This is the part of the show where I put the mic out and I hold it to the audience. It's like the Normani meme, and it's just silence.
Ava just took the mic. I'm sorry for pushing my album back.
Oh, yeah.
After, 3 months.
After it leaked 3 months ago.
I'm sorry for changing the album art.
Ugh, well, Anywho, we're going to have to make some apologies to some stans after we hand out the next award, which is Album of the Year. Although my spidey senses are telling me that we may have the same album.
I think we might. Yes, no surprise. However, I do have a double crowning, something more personal crowning. The first one, which I don't think you have, is Utada Hikaru's Bad Mode. Not only because it's an excellent record, but because that interview at the beginning of January, when I finally got to talk to Utada Hikaru and have a full circle moment as a longtime stan, was truly life-affirming. And so that album will always remind me of that. And the album goes off. And the Pitchfork nerds and other music nerds keep giving it accolades for like the first time ever. So that's pretty exciting to see Bad Mode on their charts.
Did it rate higher than Peppa Pig? 6.5.
I have to look that one up. I don't know about that.
That's the that's the scale. What's that scale you always talk about?
The Kinsey scale?
Yeah.
No, that's about gayness. Unless it is.
So Peppa Pig's score on Pitchfork is going to be our new Kinsey scale.
What?
Yeah. If an album is good or not.
Oh, wait. Let me see, actually. 8.0.
Oh, my God. Outsold.
Outcharted. Peppa's shaking. But the other album of the year that I'm sure we match on is, of course, Beyoncé Renaissance.
Bop.
We talked about it for a whole episode. And, you know, even though the visuals are lost in the mail or being put together into a film along with, I don't know, live footage of these Renaissance parties around the world, maybe, the music still carried on for 5 months without any other promo or anything from Beyoncé. Just viral dances, the Cuff It dance on TikTok, and kept it afloat. And honestly, it is still an incredible album. And I stand by it very confidently as my album of the year.
I agree. That was my pick as well. I also hope for justice for Virgo's Groove in 2023 because she deserves the moment that Cuff It is getting.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Yeah, I will see what happens with these visuals, but I feel excited to re-experience the Renaissance in 2023 with all new everything. I think it'll be an exciting revival of it.
Agreed. And shout out to Renee. Renee's been making the rounds at these Renaissance parties. She is an icon. She is the moment.
Did you see the Christmas one?
No.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
What did they do?
BBC posted like a Santa hat with like, it's like a Christmassy. Oh, I should say seasonal. Sorry. I don't want to upset anyone.
Canceled. Put Christmas back in Christmas. What happened to Christmas? It's Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Put Christina Aguilera back in Christmas.
Remember what Christmas is about. Christina Aguilera.
That's what I was taught growing up.
Same. Mm-hmm. That's how I was raised. And that's what I will say to every person who tries to say happy holidays to me. I will say Merry Christina.
Her version of Holy Night outsold.
I did not know Renee was in a sleigh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I do have one runner-up for this category this year, because I was kind of a singles girl this year, as we discussed in our Spotify Wrapped bonus episode. But I would like to give a shout-out to Lay Youth for the album Reminders. It is a blissfully beautiful electronic album. I am obsessed with it. It's very cohesive. Yeah.
Love that.
And they just posted tour dates and New York's not on it. So I'm a little sad.
We're going to remove that from the winner's list and reel it back in.
Also Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, yes.
The Loneliest Time. Well, the next category is Iconic Person in an Iconic Place Award, inspired by Rita Ora.
Yes, this prestigious award is awarded to an iconic person who exists in an iconic place. And
oh, is that the concept?
You know, it was a tough one for me this year, but and also a little bittersweet, because we did not actually witness this iconic person in the iconic place because both of us were stricken with illness. But I'm giving the award to a woman named Stephanie Germanotta, an aspiring jazz singer who performed in the Museum of Brutality, her Chromatica Ball, which looked like it was probably great.
Wouldn't know, would we?
Wouldn't know. It also wins the probably best tour of the year if we were able to go award.
Yes, that one and the Mariah Carey Christmas show that I just missed last week because I got COVID again.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I wasn't going to expose that, but now it's exposed. No. But literally, like, when you texted this, like, as, like, an award, I was like, oh, my God, it's great. So funny, huh? And then, like, I missed another one.
Every time a legend comes around, you better go ahead and hide under the covers.
Oh, my God. Wait, that should be a remix of that Polar Express song.
Oh.
That's all I want when legends come to town. Slaying for the children. Anyway, that movie's so sad. I have seen that
movie.
Wow,
way to bring it down.
I know, like, do you ever... anyway, this is not a Polar Express deep dive. But, like, it's so sad how they, like, all get on the train together and they become friends. And at the end of the night, they have to leave and they're never going to see each other again.
Why can't they get each other's cell phone numbers?
Because this is, like, before, like, I don't know, they didn't have them then.
Wow.
Yeah, just really sad if you think about it.
It really is, and really makes you think.
No, anyway.
Anyway, my award goes to Lady Gaga's Chromatica Ball.
Record-breaking.
Record-breaking, meme-making, God-infuriating, thunder-clapping, toast burning.
Orgy on the third floor of the stadium creating.
Yes. Traffic jam inducing tour of the year, probably, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Rancid, nice. Neon pink looking cookie creator, baker. We love it.
We love it. And we loved that tour, maybe.
Anyway. My iconic person this year is Bebe Rexha. And the iconic place is on the list of Grammy nominees for Best Dance Electronic Recording for 2023. An iconic person in an iconic place.
Absolutely. Well deserved.
It's about time.
Oh, it's about time.
And I hope that she wins. And I hope this inspires an even more cohesive dance record.
Ooh, it could happen.
Yes, we'll have to stay tuned to that award show, you know, in a few months, I guess, you know.
Yes, the lesser one. Yes.
The second most iconic award show. Wow. Well, you know, we've finally made it to the end of the show. Can you believe it?
I can. It's been a long year.
It has. The final award of the evening to end what has been just such a... What's one word that you would use to describe 2022?
Trauma. No. Actually, no. I had a fine time this year. What word would it be?
I would say interesting. That's the word that I would use to describe this year. Everything has been quite interesting to experience. Neither good nor bad. Just interesting.
Okay.
You know, experiences that I'll, you know, remember for years to come.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
Oh. No, I was trying to think of an actual word for me. I'll go with wow.
That's a good one, too. Because, yeah, it's just like, oh, wow. Or, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of different wows.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could say it, huh? Well, who is your legend of the year?
Well, I feel like legend of the year changes every year for in my head of what it should represent. And for me this year, I wanted to go something more personal. And I can't really deny that the standout, most insane experience of this year for me was the triple whammy of seeing one of my legends in the flesh, in a cabana, in a pool, next to a piano. My legend of the year is Kylie Minogue.
Slay.
I feel like I just can't get her out of my head, maybe, if you will.
Oh, heard of that. I see what you did there.
through a series of incredibly fortunate events, I was able to see her again and again and again in June through her wine tour, but also on a general level, just really reconnecting with the music. Not that I'm not always listening to Kylie, and really doing it for me. Truly, she is one of our most giving, generous pop stars, and just really appreciating the countless anniversaries of all of the records. Love at First Sight is 20 this year, and as I have said, is one of the most perfect pop songs ever. It's just Kylie, and I think there is that sort of brewing under the surface of knowing that there's an album on the way. So I think I feel the calm before the storm of what's to come. Things are starting to sound exciting, like it really is going to be next year. So I feel like for me, it's Kylie.
One could also argue that an iconic person in an iconic place would be you sitting in the pool as Kylie Minogue passed by.
Well, yes, I that specifically is the memory that kind of is going to always stick out for me, is the silent acknowledgement of Kylie Minogue walking through the pool in Miami, giving me a little wave and going on her way. Just way, way, way too much for me to handle.
The universe works in mysterious ways. The timing of that was not a coincidence. It was meant to be.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Oh, the song.
I believe a legend.
The song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. If you're missing the fucking words, you know the fucking song.
And of course, a shout out to Disco, which got us through the pandemic, which then got an extended version and all of the goodies that came along with it. Ready for the Kylie Sons.
Ooh.
How about you?
Okay, so I feel like I'm going to get shit for my pick, and that's fine. But I have an explanation for it.
Is it a man?
No. It would never be a man ever on the top of any of my charts. Don't look at my Spotify Wrapped for 2022. Already got the DMs about that. Oh my God, actually, you know what? I will clown myself one more time before we end the season and admit to all of you what I just purchased on a merch website. I just bought a John Summit candle.
What?
Yes, I did. I did. Mm-hmm.
What is it though? What does it smell like?
We'll find out. But okay. It was a collab with this company, and I was like, oh, that's a good company. And it was like cedar and pine notes. And I was like, okay, sure. And I bought it. Whatever. I've been quarantining for a week. Leave me alone. I'm allowed to live a little.
Hey, if that is what gets you going, it's just a slightly homophobic candle.
That's not true.
I know. It was that specific crowd.
Yeah. I'll let you know. I love a candle. I had my Duncan candle. Anyway, my legend of the year goes to Julia Fox.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is more of like, there's a story behind this, because I feel like Julia's story arc this year was fascinating to watch. It started out as, who is this social climber, dumb model that thinks she's something? And everyone was making fun of her on the red carpet, making fun of her eyeliner. And she was the big joke for a hot minute there. And then it just slowly over time really turned around. And I think that she is someone who is going to be like the next celebrity. And I think in broader strokes, pop culture, we've talked about this before with like the Kardashians and these sort of big, rich celebrities that are super famous. I feel like the tides are turning this year in recent months in a way that I haven't seen in a while.
Well, you know, back in my day, you had to have talent to get a record contract. But I guess, you know, if we just do a little TikTok dance.
Fart the national anthem.
No, I would agree. Yeah. I think we're experiencing the next wave, just as we talked about with the way that culture is shifting and who gets access to being in Hollywood. And also just, re-examining how we treat people and our first impressions of people like Julia Fox.
Yeah. I also think that because she still has this it factor and cool factor that gives you celebrity where it's like, oh, this person feels untouchable or unapproachable because they are in all of these cool exclusive parties. But then when she's on TikTok and she's just posting videos and talking about things, she's super authentic, super raw, super real, unedited, unfiltered. And I think that the younger generation is starting to really latch onto that and appreciate it. And I feel like that is going to be the next wave of celebrity, like someone who is fearless in their opinion and standing up for what's right and speaking out, but then also just being cool and interesting and artistic. I just love it.
I love it. I was wondering when she was going to sneak into your picks.
I really, it's been TikTok, like seeing how she'll just speak out against something in such a bold way when other famous people take days to write an Instagram story. And I think that fans and the audience is smarter than that. And they're starting to be drawn to different, I don't know. I think the culture is shifting and who we elevate into these positions of power, like Clown Lawn and, you know, these big power players. I just think the tides are turning and we love to see it.
Well, I hope so. What a hopeful way to leave off the LOs is hoping that assholes in power flop. I can only hope.
Yeah, honestly. I mean,
yeah, I do think that the way that celebrities interact with audiences is vastly shifting. So I do agree. It's more raw than ever, just like Julia Fox just talking while filling up a bathtub.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
I was going to give it to Beyonce, I will be honest.
Same. I was considering, but...
she lost points by not
delivering. She did log out.
The visuals.
I'm super happy calling it my album of the year, and I'm super happy saying confidently that the music held its own this year, but... and honestly, she's done so much that it's fine that she logged out, but I needed somebody to be more present in my day-to-day life.
Agree. I think she will be a contender for next year, though.
Right. If we do get the dates announced, the tour will be crazy. Renaissance parts 2 and 3 will come. It'll be a whole other thing.
I could definitely see her filming again for another special. She's going to want that EGOT.
She sure will.
Yeah, but she lost points for not having those visuals. Yes, you did, Beyonce.
Yes, you did.
Take that.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
We made
it. It's truly been a year.
Barely.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you all have a wonderful holiday break.
It's Christmas.
Yes, if you celebrate or not. Or if it's just a Saturday and a Sunday, whatever it is that you're doing, whenever you're listening to this, we hope that you're having a good time.
Are you having a good time?
Oh, Bob, song of the year. Yeah, I'm losing my voice like that.
Because he's not having a good time. Vocal rest, vocal rest.
And we wish you all a very happy new year. Which we will have things to look forward to in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're taking a little holiday and then we're going to come back stronger than ever or something.
Lift me up. Rihanna's incoming. Nicole Scherzinger's album, allegedly.
We're being threatened with Nicole Scherzinger. We have 1,000 tours to be announced. There's plenty just on the horizon.
I want to see Janet. I need to see Janet.
I will be seeing Janet for sure. I am ready for the announcements from various others. And then I'll decide where I am flying. Who knows? Might even actually follow through and go across the pond.
You have to. Oh, and Cascada.
Oh, well, that's the ultimate tour. All the other ones can just sit down. Yeah, we have to find out when she's coming.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us for... another year.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us for the annual lows. Let us know who your picks are in all of the categories on Patreon and Discord.
Oh yeah, we can do that. We'll put the template on Discord so that you can copy and paste and fill out what your choices are. And then you can all fight each other in the comments section on Discord.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll make a Lowe's channel and you can all drag each other with gifts. And then I'll just put slay emote on every single one. What would you say was like the funniest thing you saw on Discord this year?
Oh, you want them to drop it?
Well, everyone else can say it too, but like for you as well.
That would have to be the live chat. Mm-hmm. That went totally off the rails.
Yep.
When certain people questioned. Basically, we just had Stanmore's 2011.
The funniest.
We basically just had a 2011 Stanwars IRL live chat. Mm-hmm.
Also,
what about you?
The story that Andrea told the other day about a man almost pulling off her wig was so unexpected. And I was just like, wait, what?
Yes, we certainly got quite a few dating stories along the way on the Discord that are entertaining, to say the least.
Always entertaining. Thank you all for the support. You can find us on socials. And until next year,
we will
see you
next year.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.